better thing for me.
May God bless you.
Bing Crosby. Christmas is a coming on Mix 97. We'll wrap it up this morning with Dr. Julie Gowthorpe. And looking at the bigger picture this morning, I think that's where you're zeroing in on.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
What does it mean for us, for people as individuals?
So, you know, I was trying to come up with an example that a lot of people could relate to other than the school one. So let's look at an adult child, okay, who needs money. Okay, so the parent is a really well-intended, loving person. So they give their child money each month to make sure the bills are covered. And, you know, they also understood that their child needs a break and even maybe gave them a little money to go south for a vacation over the winter. So that's a really nice, loving parent, right? Seems like they have real good intent. But the unintended consequence of this is that that parent enables them to continue living this lifestyle, not adjusting to their means and not addressing what the root of the problem is. So they essentially create a situation of learned helplessness, all with good intent. So that's when we yeah. do things with good intent, we have to pay attention to what does that mean in the bigger picture. So pull back and ask yourself, you know, think bigger on this, because sometimes the reason we think we're doing it is not going to have the outcome that we expected at all. So first of all, what we need to do is don't jump into any decision without considering the ripple effect. For example, you know, when it comes to money. So I had asked you to give an example and you didn't want to weigh in, and that's fine. But I'd asked you to give an example about kids and parenting, right? So some parents don't talk to their kids about money as they're growing up because they don't want to stress them out and make them worry. But the unintended negative consequence of that is that kids never learn how to manage money. They never learn the link between, you know, how much you make and the lifestyle you live. They never learn how to invest. So even though those parents have a good intent in terms of protecting their children from stress, what they're not doing is protecting them for the future. And that's, I think, also a big thing that we need to consider with short-term decisions that make people more comfortable as they don't consider those long-term consequences. So just, you know, think of every decision as having a side effect, kind of like, you know, those commercials we watch around medications which are made to help us, but then they have, oh, well, on the side, it could make you blind. Those are the kind of the kind of things we need to think about. You know, sometimes outcomes are going to be good, sometimes they're not. But understand that every decision has an outcome, and, you know, self-reflect, think bigger than one agenda and what you're trying to make happen with your decision, and consider how every action has more than one consequence.
I think I can't speak for all parents, but I think we're all, I mean, this generation, my generation, Alana's generation, your generation, as parents, we're a little too soft on our kids, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know if it's softness.
Yeah, it is. Come on.
Okay, actually, I don't know if it's softness. I think it's more about we're trying to make our kids, you know, be open-minded, big thinkers, problem solvers. But what comes with that is it is stressful for them at times. They have more choices. They're making decisions that, you know, we didn't have to make because
like
those
what?
Decisions were made for us. Like what? Well, for example, probably, Sean, when your mom made dinner for I don't know how many kids, she said, this is what we're eating.
Yeah.
So now what we do with kids is we say, you know what? What are you going to have for dinner tonight? What are you going to have for dinner tonight? Oh, yeah, I understand that you eat. So it's a lot of choices for young kids, and we have to take into account children's development.
Point taken.
I don't think it's about being soft.
I think
and regardless,
is.
Though, Sean still doesn't like onions. He
Elena,
still doesn't like certain foods, even though
do you
he
think,
hears set in front of him.
Do you think you're too soft on your kids? I think it is.
Probably sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know what? As the youngest in my
you're
family.
You're spoiled rotten, so you're not a good example.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the second youngest of 11, so I wasn't spoiled.
Oh, there you go.
You see, I don't think it's about softness all the time, Sean. I think it's that people are trying to do their best. They have good intention. They're trying to listen to what experts are saying around things. You know, I was reading in terms of corporal punishment in the U.S. There's so much research that says that doesn't work, but still about half of parents still use that method of discipline in the U.S. And so it's you know, the intention is good. No one sets out trying, well,
okay,
some people.
Well, I'll give you a scenario.
Okay,
a good friend of mine. His daughter informed him the other day that she went like $110 on the cell phone over the monthly plan. And my buddy was telling me that he said, oh, well, we'll fix that up in January. Where if that was my daughter, I would have said,
I want the $110.
You're working part-time at Reed's? I want the $110 because I'm sick of being soft on the kids.
You mean you're sick or your friend is?
Yeah.
No,
friend is sick of being.
I mean, maybe your friend could just go to the casino.
Yeah, your friend should go to the casino.
Or his daughter see, and no, see what they can win.
Please.
Well, I think what you're asking is that a good approach that you're taking? You know, it's your approach. It has a good intent. Your intent is good. You know, you said if Taylor went over $110, you'd make her pay up right then. Well, you're hardcore, Sean.
And you're hardcore, man.
Yeah, and I'm sure Taylor always listens to you.
Yes. Taylor
thanks for
always
coming in this morning.
Yes, thanks.
Thanks for bringing families together for the holiday season, Julie.
Or breaking them up over cell phone bills. Are you in next week?
Yes, I am here next week.
It'll be our final one.
So you can have all the gifts ready when I arrive.
Well, that's right. Have a good one.
Making memories this time of year is what makes a joyous season. Hi, Marlene here, sales